USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Critics say the plan is too big, that it costs too much. But let me ask a rhetorical question. What would you have me cut? What would you have me cut out?
President Joe Biden's challenge to Republicans as a COVID-19 relief package is set for a vote in the House on Friday. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell responds to the president.
First of all, the minimum wage doesn't belong in there. The Congressional Budget Office says it would cost 1.4 million jobs we'd lose. Second, $350 billion for bailouts to poorly run states, clearly not necessary.
The United States has carried out an airstrike on a structure connected to an Iranian-backed militia in Syria, following three separate rocket attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.